Deep breath. Prepare to rethink our ideas about our ancestry. We're familiar, of course, with the idea that the English are descended from Anglo-Saxons, while most of the people in the rest of the British Isles derive from Celtic ancestors. But now, a medical geneticist is arguing that we can forget those Celtic ties. Deep down, we've far more in common with the Basques. Dr. Stephen Oppenheimer from Oxford University has written The Origins of the British, a Genetic Detective Story. Good morning to you.
Morning, Carolyn.
So our ancestors were Basques, not Celts. Is that it in a nutshell?
Yes, in terms of where most of our ancestors came from, it's most likely to be the Basque country. But that was a very long time ago.
Well, exactly. So explain the link and how you've come to this conclusion.
I use a technique called phylogeography for genetics, which essentially lays a gene tree on the map, and I follow individual gene lines from a source, for instance, the Basque country, to a target, for instance, the British Isles. And it's possible to count up the gene lines which have been derived from different sources and to date when they arrived. And what that shows is that for England, for instance, two-thirds of the male gene lines arrived in England long before the Romans and certainly long before the Anglo-Saxons. And the remaining one-third of gene lines in England that aren't directly from the Basque country mostly arrived with the first farmers. That's between 6,000 and 4,000 years ago.
But just to clarify, we're not just talking about the English, are we here? John will be interested to know where his Welsh ancestry is derived from.
Yes, the proportion of lines which are derived from the Basque country increases in the so-called Celtic fringe regions. And Ireland is the area which has about 90% derivation from the Basque country, Wales about 80%. And so it depends which part of the British Isles, but we share more in terms of our common ancestry from the Basque region.
But the orthodox view is that the entire population of the British Isles, including England, was Celtic-speaking when Caesar invaded.
Language, of course, doesn't tell you what your genes are. And language change can occur very quickly. The French, for instance, spoke Celtic until the Romans came, and now they speak French, which is an Italic language. Celtic languages certainly came into England at some stage, and most linguists would put that fairly recently. Redating of language splits have suggested that Celtic languages may have come into Western Europe with the Neolithic, with the farmers, about 6,000 years ago. But that's long after most of our ancestors came.
Fascinating stuff. Dr. Stephen Oppenheimer, thank you very much.